welcome to my anchor podcast, Di Salvucci's Random Podcast. This is season 4, episode 1. It's the end of the year wrap up for 2021. As I've stated in earlier podcasts, I've been busy on other projects, so I've been slacking here. I apologize once again. This is going to be an eclectic mix of topics from New Year's resolutions to football to music to hobbies, social media to books, and who knows what else. We are kind of jumping in. This was going to be recorded in 2021, but life got in the way, so we're pushing this to 2022. We'll be right back after this. Start off with some technical talk here. Not so much technical, but technical for this podcast. I'm going to switch up this podcast, the numbering seasons by chronological year, instead of what I do with my school podcast, which goes by school year. So even though season 3 only had one episode, this was supposed to be the second, we're jumping into season 4 since we're in a new chronological year. That's okay. Some TV shows have 2 seasons, a fall and spring season, instead of like back in the old days. And I'm the grumpy old man screaming in my yard where you ran 1 year, was from September to May, was one season. They're doing 2 seasons now, doubling down. I think that's cheating, but that's okay. So we're technically now in season 4, and this will confuse me a bit, but I'll get the hang of it. So it's the initial episode of season 4. It is the kind of catching up on 2021. Supposed to be last year, but that's okay. So I did have several New Year's resolutions in this past year. I usually do general topics. I don't do specifics because specifics are hard to keep. And if something that is even better than the resolution I came up with comes along, I can adjust, so I keep the topics general. I know that's thrilling all of you, but that's okay. It gives me room to maneuver when I'm general. I can still keep my resolution, but change the specific actions. This is especially helpful with the ideas that are racing through my mind at such a hectic pace. For instance, I wanted to be more consistent with my blogging and podcasting. I was fairly successful with this resolution. This podcast, which has not been regular, I admit, but I have a weekly podcast for my students on another platform. I'm also co-host of the PAECT pod here on Anchor FM and anywhere else you find fine podcasts. The PAECT podcast is a podcast that covers ed tech, best practices, and events in and around Pennsylvania and virtually worldwide for PAECT, the Pennsylvania Association for Educational Communications and Technology. I co-host that with Eric Verno. Check it out here on Anchor. I also, back when we were hybrid at school and in lockdown when we were full virtual, I was pushing out daily updates, recording those video updates for my students, cross-posting them to my blog on mrsal.edublogs.org, posting them to YouTube. So I was kind of busy with things. Not an excuse, just how things were. Pushing out daily content, plus teaching, plus trying to live life. Very hectic. So out of all the podcasts, this is the one that kind of slacked a little bit because I was busy with the work stuff. So I'm going to try and keep this going, get this a little more active. We'll see how that goes. So yeah, I look at the podcasting was a win. The blogging I cross-posted, so that's a push from a writing standpoint, but that's okay. Any improvement is considered a success. Don't beat yourself up just because it's not exactly where you wanted to be. But as long as you improve, that's what these New Year's resolutions are all about. I had a goal to run a 5K this year. That was another check, positive. Ran the 5K, walked it. My lungs came back strong. My endurance was really good. But my knees, not so much. Struggled with that. I did complete the 5K. It was the Sock Hop Undy Rundy. It was a virtual 5K where you pick a course and run within a certain calendar window. My good buddy Dean DeGregorio convinced me to do it. I plotted out 3.1 miles here in Elwood City. We completed it. Unfortunately, I probably held his time back because he is faster than me at this stage of my life, especially with my bad knees. He found it on runsignup.com, which runsignup.com, unsponsored, but that website has all kinds of races around the nation. Great site to look things up. The race that we did, the Sock Hop Undy Rundy, that raised awareness for kids' tangible needs who are in foster care to get them things that they need. It was a great, I don't even know how to term this, fundraiser for them, raised awareness, and we enjoyed doing that. And later, Dean came across the Elvis 100 Challenge. It was the inaugural Elvis 100 Challenge, which was a run walk 100 miles from Tupelo, Mississippi to Graceland. You do 100 miles in 100 days. It was from June to August. I mostly walked due to my knees being old and beat up, but it was pretty cool. Did a lot of walking around town, became one of the morning park walkers, which a lot of people don't really, I don't know them, but I recognize their faces. Saw them every morning down the park, wave, say hi, kind of cruise around the park, walking, getting my miles in. It was pretty cool seeing, you know, people doing their own course down there, walking different ways. Some people were running, some people walking. Very interesting subculture of park walkers in the morning. I kept up that habit until school started back up with the school year, and morning walks do not work when you have to be at school before 7 a.m. Just not able to do it. But I do miss being outside in the sunshine in the mornings. I have to get out there early because this summer was scorching hot, and it's not fun walking in 90-some degree weather. Probably not that healthy either. Tried to get out there before the sun was bad, or heat was too bad. But I do have parking lot duty at work, so that gets me outside in the mornings, which is nice. And also with these walks, it did help clear my head with all the chaos going on with the pandemic, the hatefulness on social media, chaos in the news. It was nice to get out and just kind of walk and clear my head. So that's pretty much the first half of my podcast. Be right back. I do want to throw a big thank you out to my daughter, Ariana. She is the one who composed the intro music, and she composed the musical interlude on the iPad with GarageBand. She made both those songs. I appreciate her contribution to this podcast. We'll be back right after this short break. This is the D. Salvucci Random Podcast. We are in Season 4, Episode 1, the year in review for 2021. Talked about some of my resolutions. We'll continue with that a little bit. I'm sure you are enthralled by hearing about my resolutions. I did my Goodreads goal. Goodreads is an app, free app on your phone. It's tied in Amazon, but you don't need to buy books from Amazon. It kind of tracks your reading, which I do because I like to read a lot and, you know, keeps track of all my books that I have and what I've read, especially whenever I read series of books. Keeps everything in order for me so I don't end up getting a book out of the library or buying a book at the bookstore and realizing I already had it and got rid of it. but my Goodreads goal. I get a lot of tips from books recommended from students, some of my friends, acquaintances, miscellaneous social influencers, my professional learning network, cruising through bookstores. I see neat titles or book covers I haven't purchased. I put it on my Goodreads as want to read. This past year, I chose 20 books as my goal. So we were still in a form of lockdown when I set the goal. I figured out I'd have a lot of downtime. The year before, I really rocked it. 27 books. I only had 15, but then we went on lockdown. So I ended up surpassing my goal by 12 books. I went a bit lower thinking, you know, hopefully we were going to open up, which we did eventually. So I set my goal at 20 books. I read 24 books, which is pretty good. There's several I'm still reading that aren't done, but I'll finish them sometime in 22. And I'll account for those whenever I set my new goals up, that I have some books partially read. But that was pretty good. Another thing I worked on was just getting out back into society. That's the one thing I really, really missed. You know, with the lockdown of 2020, with people being in quarantine, you know, people I know getting sick, we kind of played it cautious. Did get back out into society. That was good. The one thing I'm noticing at school, really, so, you know, some of the kids that I teach, being out of school for so long, took them a while to get acclimated again. But that seems to be going on. People are getting back into the groove of things. You know, and that's good to get back in. And I don't know if, you know, it was an eventful year because we're coming out of a lockdown, or I'm just old and doing a few things is eventful. But, you know, a lot going on. Got back into seeing friends, got back into going out and doing things that you need to do in life and actually participating. It was good to get out and interact with people in a safe way. Back to some of my other New Year's resolutions. The one thing I didn't really achieve was my writing goal. I was more creative, which includes painting, sketching, writing. Did a lot of storytelling, but not enough to call this a successful resolution. I know I said any kind of improvement is better, but that one I could probably do better on. I hope to, you know, as I move forward, keep up that creativity, because that's important. You got to keep your mind functioning, mind working. Helps clear your head too when you get to vent and put things down, put crazy ideas down on paper. I said I'd talk about some football and such. Watch some of the football games today. Steelers aren't doing so good. Last year, I wasn't convinced that they were going to go undefeated. They didn't go undefeated. Collapsed at the end of the year. This year, they need help to get in. And who would have thunk, outside of anybody from Cincinnati, that the Cincinnati Bengals stand probably the best chance of winning the AFC Central. Or AFC North, excuse me. AFC Central is the old conference. AFC North. That's craziness. They won again today. Steelers are up and down. Totally mixed up team. They play Monday night, so I really don't want to get into football other than saying, you know, I've gotten into arguments with some of my friends when they say that I'm not a tried and true fan. I'm not going to waste my time on a team that totally implodes. That's what family's for, man. You got to spend time with family. Appreciate that. Football's not my life. But hey, it's enjoyable. I'll watch it whenever they're participating. But other games, I got to get up for work early, turn it off, move on with life. Watched a few games today. Binged watch some TV today. Kind of took it easy because I go back to work tomorrow. Resident Alien, good show. If you get a chance to catch that, it's on Sci-Fi. Pretty cool. Along with Cobra Kai, I did a little binge watching last night. Don't binge watch TV too often, but whenever I do, I pick and choose my shows. Cobra Kai, Season 4. Woo! Holding up the Four Horsemen symbol. Got to give it to Woo. Great show to binge watch. By the way, they don't pay for me to advertise and give them props. Just two good shows I started watching and I like. We're going to wrap this up. And as I get ready to wrap up, I want to mention two organizations. The first is PAECT, the Pennsylvania Association for Educational Communications and Technology. If you're an educational stakeholder, check out paect.org to see what's going on in educational technology around Pennsylvania, the United States, and the globe. Join thousands of educational stakeholders to network and help strengthen use of best practices in educational technology today. Like I said, check out paect.org. You can see the link to the PAECT pod. That is a monthly podcast. A lot of good ideas going out there. A lot of great guests. The second is 211.org. You can dial 211 from any phone or go to 211.org to find local social services in your area of the United States or most of Canada. I don't know why I can't say social services without stumbling over it. If you're an individual or family in need, please reach out to this fantastic resource for help, 211.org, or dial 211 from any phone, be it smart or old school landline. Check it out. If you need help, they are there for you. That wraps up the introductory episode for season four. Welcome to 2022. I do plan within the next, month to put out my resolutions for this year. See how things went. Be a little introspective, a little reflective. Probably vent about the Steelers. We'll see how the game goes tomorrow. And we'll go from there. Have a good 2022, everybody. I'm going to leave you with the music from my daughter's iPad GarageBand makeup for my podcast. Appreciate it. I also run that on my other podcast over on another network for my school. Have a good one, everybody. Talk to you soon.